Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, let's see what our heart at.
I believe it.
Check your heart.
For the next 2 hours, get ready as we cover the NFL like no one else. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
We're between the white lines. This is football. This is football. Welcome to the big leagues. Welcome to the big leagues.
A complete look around the NFL and especially our Falcons.
This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
On the home for our Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
We welcome you into week number 2 of the NFL season. We are live from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Going to be with you till 2 o'clock, at which point we hand it off to Falcons pregame coverage. Atlanta Falcons in Los Angeles to take on the defending Super Bowl champion Rams. Hugh Douglas, John Chuck, we're here with you for the next couple of hours. Follow us on our social media pages, stations at 92.9 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. He is at BigHugh53. I am at JMCH316. And Hugh, good afternoon to you as
good
it's now
afternoon.
Officially noon.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Did you?
I appreciate you.
Were you coming here at 9 o'clock this morning or anything?
No. You know what it was, Chuck? I just wanted to make sure because I was up. I got up early because there were some things that I was supposed to do Saturday.
Right.
That I didn't do. You know, like wash, clean up. And I was trying to start doing my meal prep for the following week. And that's why I called because I was like, let me see what time. Because, we got the W sauce last week, right?
Yes.
So what I
did
do,
finally use the regular.
Yes, I used the hot this morning. So that's why I was asking because,
you
know.
What'd you put it on?
I put it in a crock pot with my chicken.
Okay.
You know, I usually do the chicken and put it in a crock pot. So I put it in a crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know what time should I start the crock pot before I leave, you know what I mean? And that's why I was asking, because I was thinking 11, but I was like, if I start at 11, you know, but with the crock pots, they're smart. They'll simmer the food until you get back. But I didn't want it to simmer too long. And that's why I was asking, because I was thinking, I said, I'm going to put it on at 11. And I was like, wait a minute, I think we got to be at work at noon. So I just want to make sure, you know, while I was up cleaning up and everything.
Well, we knew you're not going to be here at 11:40.
Yeah, so yeah, you know how, you know, I like to fly by the seat of my pants. Yeah. But I just wanted to make sure. So that's why I was up, and I texted you at 8 just to make sure. But yeah.
So the Falcons, obviously, are in L.A. today. They're going to fly right up to Seattle and spend the week out there. Did you ever do that when you played?
Nope.
Never spent 2 weeks out there?
Nope.
What did you think? You played for all East Coast teams.
Yes.
What did you think about going and playing on the West Coast?
It wasn't bad. It just adjusting to the time change and getting up earlier. Because, you know, you got to be up about 9 o'clock or something like that, 8 o'clock. You got to get up a little bit earlier. Breakfast starts a little bit earlier. But the thing that I never did, you know, some guys before the game, they eat a big breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I never could do that. I would eat something really light, maybe a piece of fruit, maybe some eggs or something, like something really, really light.
Right.
Just to get ready to play, because you never want to go out there and have like your bodily functions being
yeah.
an issue.
Right.
Because there were times when dudes, you know, during the course of the game,
somebody had to go
do something. And I'm like, dude, I just didn't want to be that guy. Because, you know, that is something totally different. But there were guys that had that, and they ate big breakfasts and whatever, and they had issues during the course of the game. I never wanted to be that guy. So I made sure I ate light and kept it light and just went out there and played. But as far as the time was concerned, really wasn't a big deal for me. And then you got to think, the first couple of years in the league, for me, all of my games were at 1 o'clock because we were not that good.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I would think that going out there is not too bad because you pick up time. Coming back, though, after you play and you come back, you're losing 3 hours coming back.
Yeah,
that kind of sucks. It makes your day really short.
But you know what? You know what's funny? I don't recall that being a big issue because it was like when we went, we would never change our schedule. We would go like on a Saturday. We would go earlier on that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Fly out there, get there, post up in the hotel. Sometimes, I remember the first couple of years, you would have the walkthroughs and everything. We started going away from that with Andy Reid. We would get away from the walkthroughs, just travel. And then you just play, and then you come straight back. You hightail it right back. You hurry up and load those buses up, pack all that stuff up that you brought with you, and just get up out of there and get back as early as you can and probably have that Monday off. For the guys that needed treatment, they had to come in early. But if you didn't need treatment, you didn't really go in. So, yeah, that was the thing. So you would get back on your routine pretty fast.
Was there a road trip that you remember out west that really sucked? A Seattle, a Rams, a San Francisco, an Oakland?
No, I remember one time I went to play the 49ers, and some guys got in trouble because they went to the not got in trouble, but coach told them to, like, make sure you stay out of these places. But they went anyway and went to the what was those two brothers? They had the theater, the porn theater, and one of them shot the other brother. You know what I'm talking about. I can't think of their names. But
I don't remember.
They made the movie Beyond the Green Door.
Okay.
They made that.
I know what that movie is.
Yes.
But, okay.
They had. I can't remember it because he shot his brother, and they went to that theater, and Coach was like, "Nah, bro, that's not what we do on these."
They
road
were
trips.
Going like Pee Wee Herman, or
I don't know if they did the Pee Wee Herman.
Okay.
But they went, and Coach was like, "Hey, man, y'all can't do that." They, you know, because when you go out of town, a good coach has his finger on the pulse of his football team. So he found out that these guys went there, and it was a little bit of an issue.
Well, obviously,
now you got me thinking. What are those brothers' names? I can't remember their names.
I'll have to look it up during the break or whatever like that.
It's gonna come to me after a while.
Obviously, the Falcons looking to get back on track. Before we get in the Falcons, because I don't want to talk too much about last week. It's just frustrating. A lot of good things to take away from, but it's a net results business in the league. Any thoughts about the world of college football yesterday? Georgia boat race.
I started watching that game, man, and when Spencer Rattler threw that interception, and he was looking at,
yeah,
and he came to the sideline. I was like, man, we made all that hoopla about,
right,
Spencer Rattler.
People keep trying to find somebody to beat Georgia. Like,
yeah,
well, you know, I heard we had Mike Griffith on the College Football Show. Well, you know, they got some good wide receivers, and I'm thinking to myself, Georgia's going to smack the ever-living crap out of South Carolina because that's what they do now. And I know everybody's waiting for that stub-your-toe moment. Georgia ain't losing to nobody. Ain't nobody – and I'm telling you, Florida ain't beating them. Missouri ain't beating them. Tennessee ain't beating them. I appreciate all those teams and what they are and this, that, and the other. Vandy's 3-1. Ain't none of those teams going to be – I'm not even sure Alabama right now was better and better equipped to beat Georgia.
You know what's funny? This is how my mind works, and bear with me, people. Yesterday, the Stetson Bennett played in a game where, you know, it was made a big deal about he was a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, threw up.
Yeah, and you know what am I the only person that thought because of, and this was the first game of the season when he was kind of talking like, you know, kind of weird or whatever. I was like, is it possible that Stetson might have been drinking a little bit the night before the game? And
I don't think so, because he said he had overhydrated, and then he threw up, and then he had to go rehydrate himself all over again. I don't think so, but I mean, he is a sixth year player, so
no,
I mean, he's.
I'm not saying it in a way to be disparaging to him, because he went out there and he handled his business.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just thinking, like, dude, has this dude gotten to the level now where he could just, you know, go out there and just drop the magic on the field just like that, and be a guy that just –
he could.
You know, I mean, how you, I mean, hear stuff about other players,
I mean,
or whatever.
Stetson effing Benning.
Yeah.
Bennett, I mean, he's a national championship quarterback.
No, because he went out there and he handled his business.
Came the first player since Pat Mahomes to have at least 3 touchdowns per game.
He's
in his
balling.
First three.
He's balling.
Yeah.
And Brock Bowers, balling.
Yeah.
It got to the point, what was it, what, 21 to zip or whatever it was? And I was like, yeah, this game is over.
Everybody keeps saying, well, their defense can't be as good as last year.
Why not?
You sure?
Why not?
You sure their defense ain't especially as good as it was last year?
Especially when you're told all the time that you're not as good as the previous guys.
Remember all those guys that they lost. Well, guess what? All those guys you saw on Saturday, they're all going to play on Sunday.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of those guys about to get drafted to play on Sunday. So, do you remember a few weeks ago when the Falcons played here at Mercedes-Benz in their final preseason game against Jacksonville and Blooper was on the field with the kids and he was getting
gave
stiff arms?
The kids the business.
Yeah, that was Mississippi's running backs against Georgia Tech's defense yesterday. That was a bloodletting.
No, let me tell you, my good friend of mine, Chuck, graduate of Georgia Tech, because that was a game that was not on my radar because, you know, yesterday was a day where you flipping through the channels. So when Chuck started texting me, and he was texting me like, hey, man, this is bad, and talking about the kids that were playing and how 81, the receiver, you know, how Jeff Sims was not helping him out at all. Doesn't matter how good the receiver is if the quarterback can't get
him the ball. Is that Malachi Carter? Is he?
I think so.
He's number 81, I think.
I think so. And the bottom line is this, and it's unfortunate. And the announcer said that because when I tuned in, I was like, wow.
No, he's number 7.
Coach Collins, when he got here, he hitched his wagon to Jeff Sims. He hitched his wagon to that young quarterback. And for whatever reason, he has all the physical attributes of a good quarterback, but for whatever reason, it just not has come together for him. And unfortunately for Coach Collins, that might have cost him his job. Because for as good as he looked against Clemson in the opener, and as good as that defense played against Clemson in the opener, for whatever reason, he has regressed a little bit. Well, a lot of it. He's regressed. And it's unfortunate because, what is this, year 4 for Coach?
Yes.
For Coach Collins? And you know, just as well as I do, Chuck, in college football, man, listen. you came in and you tried to implement a pro style offense and change the culture, and for whatever reason it hasn't happened. And I'm not trying to put all the blame on the young quarterback's shoulders, but it doesn't help when your quarterback has not progressed in year 4.
This is his third year in the program.
Yeah.
And I agree with you because I've said many times that I believe that Tech is going to go as far as Jeff Sims can take.
I mean, and that's what and Coach knows that, and he that's why there was a few times early in Sims's college career at Georgia Tech where I knew that he was about to get snatched off the field. Like it was some games that he played in, and you're just like, dude, this cat right here is just he's killing the program, and Coach stayed with him. And so much so that I respect Coach Collins for that because that was the guy that he was going to ride or die with. But unfortunately for him now, it might be his undoing. It really might be his undoing.
Could be, but, I mean, they haven't had a lot of other great options, I mean, to trot out there. And you're hoping that he does because he shows you at times. Like, he played really well as a freshman.
Yeah.
And you're hoping. By the way, is it the Mitchell brothers?
The Mitchell brothers, yes.
Yeah, somebody texted that in.
Yeah, because they got a theater out there. They had a theater, and they went there. And Coach was like, nah, bro, we're on a business trip.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Well, see, you got your answer. Brothers. So how about that?
I couldn't remember the name, but I remember because the Sheen brothers played that. The Charlie Sheen brothers played that movie.
All right, so thankfully we only have about a minute and a half left before we got to get out of here and talk about the Falcons last week. Look, a lot of good things to take away from. I know you were a hater because you went under the 1.5 sack total that I gave you.
Yeah, I was.
I'm going to give you another one this week. So you were a hater on their defensive line. They played well.
I was not a hater. I said.
Did you see who the highest graded player was for the Falcons last week?
I got you. The offense. But okay.
Really? Oh, okay.
Okay, no. I have. I guess I got to follow my sword.
Here's the thing.
I mean, that's been your guy from day one.
You know the funny thing. Elijah Wilkinson had the highest pass blocking grade of any offensive lineman for the Falcons. Doesn't it look different when you don't have the scabs of the world, the Steven Means, the Dante Fowlers, and the Jalen Mayfields? Then their offensive and defensive lines look a lot better without all those scabs.
Helps when you run the ball too, though.
Yes, it does. But you also didn't have all the scabs that were out there.
What happened when we started trying to throw the ball?
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm giving you your props, though, because you know
that's
I digress.
That's why I waited until 12 minutes and 14. 12:14 to start talking about last week out there. Hey, don't forget, coming up during today's game, the Ticketmaster Halftime Report, brought to you by Ticketmaster, official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. We will hear from some audio from the head coach, the offense coordinator. Oh, Chris Lindstrom's on here, too. I wonder how he did. Rams head coach Sean McVay, among others. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, taking you up to 2 o'clock in Falcons pregame coverage. Sports right now to the game in the Odyssey.com app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our Atlanta United play here.
Oh my goodness!
If it matters to a United fan, hear it first, even on the weekend.
Your weekend plays here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wow! Look out!
The pre-party for our Falcons.
It's the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah! Can't do my little John.
Yeah. I built strong with an built strong extra tackle. Gossett's come in from under center. Mariota's going to keep it and sneak for the touchdown. Oh, how about you, Marcus Mariota?
How about you, Falcons Radio Network, bringing us back in. Sports Radio to the Game is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Sunday afternoon with you. We'll take you till 2 o'clock, and then Harper LaBelle, Chris Gofor take you into pregame coverage of Falcons and Rams, of course, kickoff today at, is it exactly at 4 o'clock or is it like one of those 420 kinds of kicks or whatever like that? 405 kick out there. Dave Archer and Wes Durham will have the call for you here as Falcons will play in L.A. and then they'll literally head right up to Seattle and they'll spend the week in Seattle before coming back. By the way, that's going to be fun in a couple of weeks when they come back here to play the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, man.
Week number four.
You know, I'm excited because there's a lot of Cleveland Brown fans here.
Mm-hmm, sure is.
And just seeing how they're going to come out and show up and show out for the game.
So, obviously, look, you know, Arthur got a little testy with the media after last week's game about writing everybody off and this, that, and the other. I don't think it was a good look, and everybody's like, well, you know, he had emotion.
He's a spoiled, petulant child.
Yeah, but, well, but there's emotion, and then there's picking the wrong fight emotion. And that's what he did, is pick the wrong fight, because I don't think people are rooting against the Falcons. There are some of the national pundits that think the Falcons are going to be bad because of things of, I don't know, what happened on Sunday, blowing a game like that. And, you know, when you have winnable games like that, and the league's a net results business. It doesn't really matter your style points in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's no computer. There's no BCS. There's no committee to pick the teams. You either win or you lose in the league, and that's what this comes down to.
Well, I compared it to this last week, Chuck. I said it's sports PTSD, and that's basically what you gave us, because you asked this fan base to believe in you. You gave them a reason to believe in you when, you know, you won those two preseason games. And the fan base started to believe in you. You asked them to come in and show up and show out. And so they came, and they were loud.
It was a great environment.
It was a great environment. Yep. It reminded me of the Falcons teams in the past when people mm-hmm. would come. And you went out there, and you ripped their heart out again. And now they're looking at you like, I don't trust you. They don't trust you at all. And that's why I said this week, You have to go out there this weekend on this West Coast swing, and you have to give this fan base something to hold on to believe in.
I agree. 100%.
And I know that this is a tough task. There is no question about that. And, you know, every time that I say that these L.A. Rams can be had, you know, our producer, Abe Gordon, laughs at me. But, dude, you are really in a position where you have no choice. This is a win. You have to win. You have to go out there and you win. You can't. There's no option of losing in this situation. You have to. If you want this fan base to believe in you for this season, you have to go out there and do what a lot of people feel is impossible right now. You got to go out there and beat the LA Rams.
So, and look, I'm just throwing this stat out here. Okay, your chance since 1990. Your chances of making the playoffs, if you start out 2-0, 63%. If you start out 1-1, 42%. If you start off 0-2, 11.3%. Falcons have a chance to put the Rams, the defending Super Bowl champions, at 0-2 to start the season. So as much as we talk about their 1-1, get a chance to maybe knock the Rams down another peg even more. So I'm with you, though, Hugh. I think there's a big difference in coming back here, even if it's 1-3, coming back here 1-3 versus or 1-2 versus coming back here 0-3,
yes,
to your home crowd after the way you lost this past Sunday, and then whatever happens, if you're 0-3 coming back here to play the Browns, you're gonna have to really rally the troops. And I think that's where Arthur Smith was kind of making his mistake, is people want to be excited about this NFL
team.
They do,
and it's unfortunate that it happened against the way that it did against that team.
Yes.
Against that team,
division rival. By the way, the Falcons are now, for the last three seasons plus one game, 7-18 at home.
Yeah, that's not good.
One of those wins, Hugh, was the London game last year, which technically counts as a home game. So you've only won in Mercedes-Benz Stadium six times over the last three seasons in a game.
That's not good. That's not good at all, me being Captain Obvious. But here's the thing. And this fan base is not going to spend their hard-earned dollars on a bad product.
Right.
You know, and I mean, that's just the bottom line. You know, when you talk about people having to make decisions about whether or not to support their team or make other decisions, financial decisions, they're not going to do that. You make it harder on yourself. And especially when you put yourself in a situation like you did last week. You lose to that squad in that fashion, and you give those people cannon fodder to poke you even more. And the fashion and the way that it all went down. I don't have to talk about it. We all were there. We saw how it went down, mm-hmm. and how you had the lead, and then all of a sudden it just wilted away. We know. So yeah, that's just not a good look.
Can I tell you, we ate good last week too. That tailgate food was tremendous. All right, let's get to some audio. Let's hear from the head coach Arthur Smith talking about blocking Aaron Donald, is a personal challenge.
Obviously, Aaron Donald, terrific player. I don't know if anybody's been as dominant as he has in the last decade. We all respect in the world for him, but our job is to go out there and block him and compete and find ways to move the ball and score and win. So we're excited about that challenge. But it's a healthy respect. But our guys are excited. That's what you want to see. Can we go out there and block Donald? A lot of people have tried, and most people haven't been that successful. So our guys take it challenge, a personal challenge.
Is he the best interior defensive lineman you've ever seen personally?
You know what's fascinating about him? Because I would say Aaron Donald probably about, what, 280?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. And I'm probably being generous with that number.
Yeah, he's not like he's 300.
He's like, what, 6'1"?
Yeah. Not physically as big as what you think of
as a D-tack. He's not a Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp was a little bit bigger than that when he played. But the way that he can get skinny and take on double teams and sustain the line of scrimmage the way that he does and get up the field, it's something that I've never seen before. You know, he reminds me in a sense of Randy White way back in the day, because Randy White was a guy that I remember watching.
Do you know how big Randy White was?
About what, 275, 270? Don't say 240.
Randy White was 6'5", 245, 250, playing defensive tackle in the NFL.
Yeah.
He was a nine-time first-team All-Pro.
Yeah. Randy
That's White how good he was.
Randy White was a beast, yeah. Man.
And he played defensive tackle at under 250.
Yeah, he was a beast.
Different league.
Different era.
Yes.
But you look at Aaron, man, and the way that – I remember people were laughing and giggling, when you saw how he trained, especially when you had the fake knives and him blocking the fake knives and things of that nature. But that mentality has served him extremely well when it comes to playing the D-tackle spot, because you try to double-team him, you try to triple-team him, and he finds a way to get – skinny, like I said, and beat the offensive lineman.
Well, I'll ask you again: is he the best defensive tackle? Is he the best interior tackle you've seen?
I've seen some pretty good ones.
I know you have.
Man,
you probably played with some good ones too.
I would put him up there with it, man. Sapp was a beast, man.
Sapp.
Carlos Sapp was a beast, and he was a guy that talked a lot. Like, this is the difference. And it's kind of hard to say, because Sapp was a guy that was kind of in your face with his style of play. Aaron Donald is not that kind of guy. I would probably have to go with Sapp. But he's right there. He's close with that. He's close to him. He's really, really close to him. But yeah, Sapp was that dude.
One more from Arthur Smith. Here's what makes Cooper Kupp so special.
You know, he knows how to get open, knows how to very crafty leverage, and so that can make him difficult. So when you get at players like that, guys that historically can work in the slot, they can take advantage, but it's as simple as they're going to be where you're not. So he knows enough, and he's very smart. That's what you can tell by instinct, and he knows where to find those voids and snap it down and understanding the coverages.
Cooper Kupp, I forget who it was, I talked to somebody this week, talked about how good he is at getting open. And it made me kind of think about Wes Welker, about one of the things Wes Welker was so good at is finding a way to get open.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp is a guy who is so good at getting open. And I think that's a great thing about him, that, again, he maybe had Super Bowl MVP, maybe had the best year ever for a receiver. Again, another homegrown guy, but just – I don't know. Obviously, A.J. Terrell got picked on last week. Hayward got picked on a little bit. Those guys didn't grade out very well. This is a big challenge this week with this wide receiver core. And then even next week with Tyler Lockett and some of those guys.
Yeah, man. Seattle, not to look ahead, but Seattle defense looked pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
They
looked
pretty good, too. You bounce back from that, man. I think that part of that, Michael Thomas was a hell of a receiver a couple years ago. He came back, and Jameis Winston just threw some pretty balls. Mm-hmm. He threw some pretty footballs.
He was perfect, by the way, in the third quarter. His quarterback rating was a perfect rating in the fourth quarter of that game.
I mean, yeah, and it's one of those things, man, where you look at and, you know, people – this is where people need to understand football just a little bit. And I get it. It's that team and it's those people. But, you know, they get paid too. And I remember that was the one thing that we used to always say. It's just unfortunate that was the first game of the season. And the hype machine was in full effect when going into the season, talking about A.J. Terrell and what he is and what he could potentially be and all this other stuff. And then you go out there and it happens the way that it happened for you. But if you go back and look at some of those plays that Michael Thomas made over A.J. Terrell, A.J. Terrell had great position.
He made some great catches. Yeah, great catching.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great throw.
And if that was any other receiver or any other quarterback that was trying to throw the ball, AJ would have probably made those plays. But unfortunately, it didn't happen like that. That's why in the NFL, especially early on, you got to have amnesia. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys have to go out there.
Well, think about the two corners, you know, that played, you know, Jalen Ramsey for the
Rams. They got handled too.
Yeah.
So they got handled too.
You've got the two guys that graded out as the highest coverage corners in the NFL that got beat
they
up.
Got beat up, yeah.
Yeah, got beat up.
So you go out there, man, you have that nasty taste in your mouth for the whole week. You got to get past that. And you got to go out there this weekend and redeem yourself. Granted, it's against Cooper Kupp, who I feel is probably one of the best receivers in the game right now because of the way he's playing. But, hey, you got to go out there and you got to redeem yourself. And what better way to do it? What better way to get this fan base reinvigorated? Because right now, I don't think anybody is, to go out there and knock the Rams off in their home stadium.
And they, you know, they signed Allen Robinson to a big deal, and he got one catch in that game last week.
They can be had, man.
Mm-hmm.
They only targeted
Allen Robinson, who they paid a crap ton of money to. They only targeted him twice.
They're going to try to run the ball. They're going to try. They have to. They have to try to run the ball. You need to stop that.
Are they going to play Cam Akers today?
They might. But you got to stop the run. You have to. That's where this game, for me, begins and ends, because they didn't run the ball last week well. They ran it like that thing. They ran for like over just a little bit over 50 yards. They're going to have to try to establish a run. That's where they can be had. If you can stop that from going and get them to be one-dimensional, you got a shot.
We'll talk about what's going on across the rest of the NFL up next. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Taking it till 2 o'clock in pregame coverage of Falcons and Rams. Kickoff at 4:05 today. Sports Radio right now to the game, the Odyssey.com app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every touchdown.
Is he in? He's in! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Slam dunk.
Bang!
Shot on goal.
Shot from distance. Score!
Home run.
Finish!
All season, hear it here.
Even on the weekends.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Remember what we said in the locker room, right? Attack mode. Keep it on, keep it on, keep it on. See, let's go.
It's almost time for some football.
Everything you need for today's game, here.
On the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
What you get for pressing buttons, man? Getting winding me up.
Ah, listen, we gotta get it going. Sunday afternoon, getting ready for Falcons football. 4:05 kick today in L.A. to take on the defending Super Bowl champion Rams. Somebody is going to be 0-2 after today. We'll take you till 2 o'clock when Chris Goforth and Harper LaBelle. I haven't seen my guy Harper in at least a couple of years, so I'm excited to see Harper LaBelle.
They're coming in. Oh, that's right. We're in the studio.
Yeah, yeah. I would assume they'll be here. I assume that they're going to be here, so I'll hopefully get a chance to see my guy Harper LaBelle coming up a little bit later on today. You can follow us on social media at 929 The Game. He's at BigHugh53. I'm at JMCH316. The Tailgate Show is also brought to you by Fireshire, the official sauce of our tailgate. Bigger, better, bolder, and now spicier, Hugh. Visit the WSauce.com today to find a Fireshire retailer near you.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
This chicken tastes like.
I used the regular for the first time of the night in making burgers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, very good stuff. I'm a big fan of the W Sauce, and we took plenty of bottles.
We did. We loaded up. We loaded up without shameless.
No.
We took a lot of stuff.
All right. Let's start with Tampa Bay and New Orleans because there's a lot of drama going on around this game. Julio Jones is out today for Tampa Bay. Alvin Kamara is out today for New Orleans. Jameis Winston is banged up and beat up. Going to have to put the flak jacket on and play quarterback.
When I heard that story, you know, because I gave him a lot of heat from when the reporter asked him. He was like, I was hurting all over. And when she asked him, where were you hurt, Jameis? He said, all over. I laughed because I thought it was funny. His response was funny. But obviously, he was hurting all over. He
banged
was hurting
up,
all
beat
over.
Up all
yeah.
over.
And the fact that he's going to play today. It's pretty impressive, if you ask me.
Now, this to me is funny because this is getting to be a story. So supposedly the Buccaneers announced that Tom Brady is going to get Wednesdays off as a veteran day because he's
trying
old.
Trying to help repair his marriage.
Right. Yeah. Well, they didn't say repair his marriage.
Well,
they said it's a veteran off day because he's 45 years old.
Yeah, trying to sustain his marriage.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's... That's not what they said.
No, I'm just telling you what it is.
Yes.
Because his wife is stressing him out. Like, she's really stressing him out. He's trying to keep it together.
Isn't it kind of, I mean, so quickly about the NFL week. Interesting that they picked Wednesday just simply because that's the first day you start the game plan for
whoever
your next
you're playing
team.
Against.
Right.
Yeah.
And Monday is normally what? Just treatment and stuff like that,
Monday
right?
Is, yeah.
So how long are you at the facility on Monday?
It all depends on who you are and if you're getting treatment or not. I would probably say a couple hours.
Okay. So my point is if you might some guys may stay there and watch film and stuff like that, right? But other guys let's be honest. I mean, some guys will just show up there, get some treatment and get in, get out, right?
Yeah.
And then you have the rest of that day plus Tuesday.
Plus Tuesday, yes.
Okay. So Brady's going to get the little bit that he needs on Monday, all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, and then he'll come back on Thursday.
Yes.
That's a marriage saver.
Yes.
Because he's going to spend
time with his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going to have plenty of time at the start of the week.
Trying to make his cool his wife.
Exactly.
Out.
Exactly. Yeah. He'll eat some avocado ice cream with her
and
whatever they got to do.
Just spend time with the kids and do it. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look. It's Tom Brady. I don't care. I'll be honest with
you. Me neither.
I mean, I don't care. Look, I know they're trying to win games and this, that, and the other. I don't care if Tom, as long, I'm going to give him the same treatment that Bill Parcells gave Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Show up on Sunday.
And play.
Show up on Sunday, be ready to go, and play for me on Sunday.
And there is nothing in Tom Brady's makeup over the last few years that will show that anything else is going to be.
Exactly.
Is going to happen. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's just funny that people are like, oh, well, look, they're giving him okay?
That's people that don't. Listen, just like we were talking in the bullpen about Drew Pine and the fact that his offensive coordinator was caught on camera berating him on the phone call.
Yep. Giving him the business,
And people, and I know you would know because you're in tune to chaos and Bedlam like you are.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first things I
like
you.
To stir the pot too.
Yeah. I do too. I'm not gonna lie. And I asked you. I said, how soon before people are calling for the office or Notre Dame's office coordinator job for yelling at that young man? Granted, knowing that, well, I guess you don't know that happens every Saturday and every Sunday. That happens every. But because you saw it, it was one of the most egregious things that you've ever seen.
Because it was put in front of you on a Twitter video.
Yes,
that everybody
you
could see.
Were offended.
And you could comment.
Yes.
And you could reply.
Yes.
And,
not knowing.
And quote tweet.
That quarterbacks, think about it like this. Remember when Oregon played Georgia and they got boat raced? And remember when the quarterback for Oregon threw the pick and they showed the defense, offensive coordinator, like, oh, he looked like, what? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. You don't think he got cussed out? Mm-hmm. He did get cussed out. You just didn't see it.
Of course he did.
You just didn't see it. But it was just amazing to me that how people, because they're like, we're always, as fans, we want to go behind the curtain until you go behind the curtain.
Right.
You like hot dogs.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's the sausage theory, right? Yeah. I mean, everybody loves sausage on their plate with their eggs.
Do you see how it's made? Yeah. It's fascinating how people always talk about this, that, and the third when it comes to athletics. But when you actually see what goes into being great or what goes into being a part of a team and you're asked to do certain things. Because Drew Pine was under fire yesterday. Like he – and I know we're talking about the Falcons, but this story is relevant. Because he was tasked to do a job that they felt real comfortable with him doing. And granted, I know he was nervous, the stage and everything and the pressure. And they alluded to that on the broadcast. But darn it, sometimes you need a swift kick in the seat to get that thing going. Mm-hmm. And once that happened – once he was berated on the sideline, then it started to get better. But people, like I said, people don't understand that, man. And I just thought it was fascinating how after people saw that and then the cuss words and everything, you know, the mouthing of the cuss words, how they all got in their feelings and everything.
So the Ravens did win their game, and we are officially done with all the contract talks with Lamar Jackson for right now. They're going to host the Dolphins today. This is an interesting matchup, Dolphins and Dolphins in Baltimore, because both teams obviously won. And, you know, these are two teams that are playoff caliber types of teams. You know, obviously Lamar is going to play out the year with no new contract in place or anything like that. Supposedly turned down the $133 million guaranteed. And supposedly the rumor and innuendo, Hugh, as they like to say, is that he was upset that they didn't come to him with more of a Deshaun Watson kind of offer, but I'm here to tell you that Deshaun Watson's the only guy that's going to get that kind of offer for right now. I mean, $133 million was what was guaranteed to him in a $250 million contract. That's about the going rate for the rest of the league. That's the going rate for quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson got the dumbest owner in the NFL to give him the money that he gave.
Yeah, he got a ton of bread. This is the thing. I remember it's funny that the Ravens are going through this again, and maybe – I don't know if history plays out the way that it did last. I remember another quarterback that they had, Joe Flacco, when they tried to get him to sign a deal, and he didn't sign it. And Joe ended up going to the Super Bowl and becoming the Super Bowl MVP that year.
Yep.
And they had no choice but to sign him. I don't know. I don't know if that's in the cards for Lamar Jackson, but I'm pretty sure that somebody has told him that has happened. Because they're not that far removed from Joe Flacco when that happened for the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, look. I don't believe for a second Lamar's going to play for another franchise besides Baltimore next year.
They got to figure out their money situation then.
Yeah, but they will. You think he's going to play for somebody besides Baltimore?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
As hard as it is to find quarterbacks.
Exactly.
To find MVP quarterbacks? It's hard.
Yeah.
This is another thing. Like, quarterbacks, as great as they look in college, this pro game is a lot different.
Of course it is.
It's a lot different. Yeah. And we've seen a lot of young quarterbacks come into this league that had great college resumes come in and fizzle out. So you got a guy who you can say whatever you want to about him. He moves the meter.
Mm-hmm.
He moves the meter. And he's pretty good quarterback. And to his credit, he has evolved and grown as a quarterback over the last few years. So there's nothing that gives me the indication that he's not going to be a Baltimore Raven.
The Colts are in Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars today. Very interesting last week for Matt Ryan in the Colts. Tied the Texans. They cut Rodrigo. Did you see the Colts cut Rodrigo Blankenship?
Yeah.
Cut him. You know, again.
And didn't Matt reach a milestone?
He did. He reached a milestone. 60,000 yards.
Yeah.
And they put the number 283 on the football that they sent
to Ken.
Can
never get away
from
that number.
Yeah. 60,000. By the way, he's only like the third quarterback ever to have 60,000 yards and 65% completion.
Wait a minute, he's only the third. Who was in front of him?
I don't remember who the but, there was like one or two other names that were ahead of 60,000 yards and 65% completion.
Are those? I'm assuming those guys in front of me.
I would guess. I mean, it's probably got to be Marino or Elway or
probably Hall of Famers.
Yeah, it's a Breeze, Brady, Manning, but I don't remember who. There's like three quarterbacks that are 60,000 and 65% completion, and Matt's one of those guys.
Was Phil? Is it true? He said we'd always try to figure. I thought it because Abe Santa Maria, Philip Rivers, but we don't know if that's true or not, but. My point is, like, I'm assuming that most of those quarterbacks that are in front of them, they're Hall of Famers.
Yeah, or going to be Hall of Famers. Yeah. If it's Drew Brees, I mean, he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer out there. Couple of games on Monday, Hugh. Tennessee against Buffalo, and your beloved Eagles host Minnesota. That's an interesting game as well. Philly and Minnesota obviously got their victory last week. Two teams that people have a lot of eyes on as far as how that quarterback position is going to look, Jalen Hurts, Kirk Cousins, and stuff. But what do they want your Eagles on Monday night?
They're going to win. That's going to be a physical confrontation, no question about that. That's definitely going to be a physical confrontation, but I think the Eagles win that game.
Cincinnati is in Dallas. That was a strange game for the Bengals last week, and they're hosting the Cowboys. Cowboys took it on the chin. You know, both these teams took it on the chin in week one. Joe Burrow, he had like, what do you have, like three plays where he had two turnovers and like back-to-back plays?
He didn't have a great day.
No. You know, there's a lot of people that think that the Bengals are going to fall on their face this year.
Super Bowl hangover?
Mm-hmm. That maybe they really overachieved last year with what they
did. I mean, that's a hell of an overachievement, though.
Well, it happens, though.
Yeah. It's a hell of an overachievement, though. I mean, it might be a little I put it like this. Will they be a playoff team? Probably not. But I think that they're still going to be a team that will be relevant down the stretch. Now, I think that – and what I mean by that is that they'll be in the hunt probably until the end of December.
Seattle goes into San Francisco. The Geno Smith era starting in Seattle. That was a big win on Monday night. And the 49ers, they took it on the chin last week as well. Some people already questioning Trey Lance and this, that, and the other. And, you know, Jimmy G just kind of sitting in the background, just kind of waiting.
See, this is the thing, and I said this before. I understand that they paid Jimmy Garoppolo a ton of money to be the backup.
Well, but he did restructure his contract.
Yes,
so
he did.
It's not too bad of money.
But that's exactly what he's going to be. Chuck, here's the thing. You knew, you had to know that going into this Trey Lance era, regardless to what anybody said, the George Kittle or anybody about how great he is or all this other stuff, that he was going to struggle. You signed up for that, regardless if you're a playoff team or not. You signed up for that. And you're going to have to ride this roller coaster through the peaks and the valleys this whole season. Jimmy G is just the beneficiary of some money in his pocket to sit there and be a clipboard holder and try to help this young man out and try to get him as pro-ready as he possibly can. He's not going to touch the field unless Trey Lance gets hurt.
The only thing I will contrarian on you is they are a legitimate
playoff
Super Bowl
team.
No, Super Bowl contender.
And that's why Super when Bowl, you made Hugh. The decision to start him, you said Super Bowl Hugh. Be damned.
Okay. Good luck selling it to your fan base.
Okay, but they – John, when you started that young man – you okay. basically said it was
good
a wrap.
Good luck selling that to your fan base, Hugh. Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, they looked pretty good last year. Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, when we get back, we will get to the injury update and take a look at some numbers as well as we get you ready for Falcons and Rams pregame coverage coming up at 2 o'clock today, kickoff at 4. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, sports right now to the game, Odyssey.com app.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.